We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right. Bogey and Wojo, 97.1. Wonderful crosstalk there. Oh, wait. We've already had a few minutes, haven't we?
Yeah.
Now, you and I were talking. You know, coming out of the weekend, like, wow, what do we want to do here? You know, we're going to get to some NBA Finals discussion. Kevin Durant doing his best Undertaker impression. It appears he'll be back on the court tonight now that the Warriors are down 3 games to one.
Oh, let's see. This could work out perfectly for him, which sucks.
It could.
It could, or it could not.
I also think it would play into why you don't like him, because I do think there is some
notion that he could have come back
sooner. There's something else going on here. Yeah, that seems a little too fishy. But we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. But you came in steaming.
Oh, no. See, there's a big article in the Free Press today talking about these shrinking roads in Metro Detroit, the diet roads. And what that is these main thoroughfares in towns like Ferndale and Royal Oak and Detroit, they keep painting on ever wider bike paths. You've seen them everywhere. To the point where the road is shrinking for cars. There's like one lane often, and then there's a bike path, and then there's that right turn lane way over there. But if a biker, and you want to get over, but there's a biker there and you can't get over, then you're stopping traffic in the middle. And you say, why is this a big deal? Because people are finally fighting back, thank God. A while ago, Detroit narrowed more than 5 miles of Jefferson Avenue with the bike lanes. Some people started protesting that, saying it slows down traffic, it creates more road rage, and now they're doing more of it. Royal Oak, Oak Park, Hazel Park, all the parks, adding more. North Main
Heather
Street in
Sparks,
Royal Oak.
Yeah.
Heather Sparks, sections of Washington Avenue and North Main Street and Royal Oak, they're just finishing those up. Those are very heavily traveled thoroughfares with cars on weekends, okay? Or not even weekends. And you know what I'm talking about, right? These aren't just like way off to the side, a little stripe, and they... No, you know you have the lane... And then you have a big, thick bike lane to the right, and then you have another lane to the right. If I'm a bicyclist, I wouldn't even want to be going down that middle lane between...
Cyclist.
What did I say?
Let's be specific here. Okay,
whatever.
Cyclist. We don't want to offend them any more than we're already going to do. Come on.
Protesters are really saying it's getting out of control. They're gobbling up the road, and people have done surveys, and there aren't even that many bikes going on those bike paths on the road. So this is the key. These bicyclist groups get behind and say, hey, we want our little bikers, and they pass these little ordinances at odd hours at odd city halls.
I think they do it so people don't have to see them in their little biker spandex,
that could be.
You know, riding around.
But the woman, Sheila Dunn from the National Motorists Association in the Free Press, says, we do believe road diets, that's what they call shrinking roads, road diets, cause more accidents, more road rage, more frustrations. It's definitely a war on cars right now. There's a large group of people that really want to get us out of our cars.
So how are people fighting back then?
Well, that now that they're finally rallying. She said motorists tend to be, quote, an apathetic group because so many people have driver's license. Who really rallies? You're in the vast majority. Like, who really rallies motorists together?
They're not like hitting these bikers, right? These cyclists?
No,
that's
no,
not
no.
How
aren't
fighting
even
back.
That
okay.
many.
All right.
No.
Okay.
And the one time motorists did is when the 55 mile per hour limit on freeways kind of ran its course when the oil crisis passed, finally got that back up to 70 miles per hour. And they're really, and listen, anecdotally, you can go and you can absolutely find a case of a bicyclist who got hit by a car and has horrible injuries, and that's terrible, and I agree.
You know how you
that's
could
avoid
that?
That's so different.
Stay out of the street.
Okay, but that's so different than somebody who was driving a car and got hit by another car. And you say, okay, we should only have single lane roads because two cars side by side. You can't save everything. And especially when they've done surveys, these bike paths are not being heavily used. I do believe there's a war on cars in America. I don't understand. And this is actually not America. They're saying Detroit and Michigan is somewhat unique. It's become such a huge deal in California that lawmakers are being recalled because they snuck in ordinances to get the bike lane pass, and people are rebelling because it creates more car traffic.
See, I can speak from experience in California. I have family out there, and because of the traffic, there are a lot more people that ride their bikes because they don't want to deal. Like, you could work, I don't know, say a 10-minute drive, you know, 5 miles away from home, and it might take you 45 minutes to an hour to get there. So people are riding their bikes to work, but we had an experience. I was riding with my aunt and uncle in a car, and the bikers, they just ride right through the lanes, right in between cars, in between where the markers are when cars are
stop signs.
And you have to be paying attention not only to the cars that are out there and the lights and the signs and everything that's going on, but these random bikers that have no, they have no care in the world for people that are driving cars. They're just trying to zip right through.
No.
We almost,
and you know what it,
one came very close, got angry with us, and like banged on my uncle's window and like, you know, started swearing at him and whatnot. It's a problem out there.
And you know why? Because these people have been empowered. For years, pedestrians, you know, all the, which is fine. You don't want pedestrians, but all the crosswalks put in and bicyclists with all, you know, their groups campaigning for this type of stuff, and motorists sort of shut their mouths and don't pay attention. And I think it's now officially out of control. I can't even drive through Royal Oak without like my head on a swivel. You say that's good. It's like, no, everybody's like, wait, that's a crosswalk there, but wait, I still got to stop, and wait, there's a bicycle lane, but I want to turn right. So can I cross that bicycle lane and turn? Ann Arbor's the same way. Downtown Detroit is the same way.
See, downtown I don't mind as much.
The pedestrians are out of control downtown. Out of control.
I get that, but there are a lot more people that walk and ride bikes, you know, to get to work, to get to, you know, different shops, places.
I get that.
I have an understanding in downtown Detroit, but these little suburbs like Royal Oak is
out of control.
And the thing is, with all these bike paths and, you know, the different designated areas that they have, I only see people riding their bikes on the sidewalk. I never see people
which is fine, which is where they should be.
Yes, but then why do we have this designated area in the road?
Because they, a small vocal group, and they've turned it into like a martyr thing. Like, you have a big honking car that's ruining the environment. The bicyclist and the pedestrian are going about it correctly. They get all the rights. All the rights. All the right of ways. And listen, yeah, because they'll lose in a collision with a car.
Well,
But I think it's out of control with the amount of rights. And they abuse them. Go downtown and watch where people cross the street. Cross like Woodward or Larned or whatever. Just walk right. Walk out, walk into the street. Go right, right, walk right across. Nobody crosses at the crosswalks or anything else. And I'm sick of it.
Well, I don't either.
I do because
hold
I
on.
Get sick of it. I suppose if there's wide open and there's no cars, but no, when there's traffic, people just walk and look at, oh, there's a car coming. No, I don't know why. It's a road.
You just need to be smart about it if you're going to do it. I mean, like,
there's people
times
aren't. They're looking at their phones. They're clueless.
Well, that is
they're
a problem.
Unawares.
Okay, so what do you want to do here?
Is it out of control? Is there a war on cars? Or is fat ass Wojo going bonkers here and saying, no, why don't you get out and walk and ride your bike? I'm fine with people walking and riding their bike. They've just encroached a little bit too far, and I think it's dangerous.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.